The following content is provided under a Creative Commons license. Your support will help MIT OpenCourseWare continue to offer high-quality educational resources for free. To make a donation or view additional materials from hundreds of MIT courses, visit MIT OpenCourseWare at ocw.mit.edu.
As an overall statement about the course, it is the aim is to bring the learned discipline called engineering ethics to the students. And my goal is to get them to talk in ethical categories and to be able to understand engineering at a philosophical level. And my approach to doing that is to treat the course or engineering ethics as an engagement of two other learned disciplines. In this class, what seemed to work was the approach of being many disciplines. I brought the great pieces of art into this class, and I talked about how Raphael's Mass at Bolsena gave a picture of what engineering really is, as distinct from mathematics, for example, when you look at Raphael's The School at Athens. So I brought the high arts in. We talked about literature. One way to talk about literature is to talk about literature as presented in the cinema. Students go to movies. They like the movies. And what worked in the class was that the students today, young people today, are very good at critiquing a film. So I was able to bring out ethical points by way of film. The third part was that I had no hesitation in the class, or as I do in my writing, to talk about experiences that I've had in my personal life with my family. Ethics, as it seems at first to be a very amorphous kind of subject, but it can be approached systematically. That not everything that everybody says is right. If they come up to a conclusion, not every way they try to justify it is something that is defensible. So being engineering students, they were very happy to see that ethics is just as rigorous as science, mathematics, and engineering. The engineering faculty here are skeptical about a course on engineering ethics because many of them don't see how they can use it in their classes. But there's a large literature on how to use engineering ethics in engineering problems. And I think that their attitudes about how to fit this course into an already busy schedule will change once they see how to make an ordinary engineering problem an ethical problem.